Welcome aboard, everyone, and thanks for joining us for the very first episode of the Sip and Sail podcast.
That's right. We are your hosts, Joshy and Stephanie, two cruise-obsessed travel advisors here to talk all things cruising.
We'll be spilling the tea on everything from hidden cruise perks to what actually happens when you book with a travel advisor.
So whether you are seasoned cruising, planning your first cruise, or just love to hear our experiences as travel advisors, you are in the right place.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode. And grab your favorite drink because it's time to sip.
Okay, so I am Joshy. I've been a travel agent for 5 years. I started in September 2019, right before pandemic. I specialize in family travel, cruises, and groups. So I love to do all cruises. I love to do groups, quinceañera celebrations.
So I am Stephanie. I am the owner of C-Day Travel, and I have been a travel agent for 6 years. I started in July of 2018. I am a cruise specialist, but I focus on ocean, river, and luxury cruises. My very first cruise actually in 2012, not that long ago, I suppose. And it was on Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas.
Girl, you started through the big doors.
Yeah. So we started out big.
I see.
And it continued the obsession of Oasis class ships. Who doesn't love Oasis class ships? They're amazing, right?
I am Joshy. I'm the owner of YMG Travels. I started on September 2019, so just 5 years, right before pandemic. So you already know what happened after. Mm-hmm. I specialize in cruise travel, family travel, and quinceañera and groups. I love doing groups and celebrating everything fun in the ships. Not like you. My first cruise wasn't through the big doors. I actually have a picture I'm going to share with you guys. My first cruise was when I was a little girl in a cruise line called Americanis from San Juan.
Wow, and that's crazy.
As an adult, I'd say as a teenager, my first cruise that I can remember especially that was also with Royal Caribbean, but it was Majesty of the Seas, so a small little ship not even here right now. Mm-mm. And we did a 3-night Bahaman cruise. We went to Coco Cay, but not perfect day at Coco Cay, just Coco Cay.
Just Coco Cay.
Yes.
Remember then.
Exactly. So that was my first cruise, and that's what started my cruise obsession. So it's interesting, we both started with Royal Caribbean and we both have been to multiple ships. So I've been on 35 ships as of right now. So looking back, is Royal Caribbean still your favorite cruise line? What is your favorite cruise ship?
That's interesting. Who am I going with and when am I going?
I would say
it definitely depends on what you're looking to experience and who you're going with. Because if I'm going with my family, I'm Royal Caribbean all day long. And I still controversially, maybe, like the Oasis class over Icon class. And that could be, honestly, its whole entire episode of itself. But when I if I am choosing for myself, my kids are not with me. I am on Celebrity. That is, you know, their sister brands, Royal Caribbean and Celebrity, but Celebrity is that step up. They are a lot less children on board, more geared towards adults. And so this last one that I was on, the Celebrity Ascent, that has taken over as my favorite ship that I've been on. Yeah. What about you, Joshy?
So I have no kids and I still love Royal Caribbean. Royal Caribbean's own my heart, even though I've been to multiple cruise lines and they're all great. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I also love Celebrity and Celebrity Ascent, but I think Utopia of the Seas owns my heart. Wow. So I love the Oasis class. Mm-hmm. And before I went to Utopia, I would say Symphony with my eyes closed was my favorite ship. Uh-huh. But then Utopia came and just the colors, the party, it's kind of like my vibe.
Yes. Fun vibes on Utopia for sure.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. So we have heard our favorite ships, But now I'm curious, Yashi, what is your favorite port and what is your favorite type of itinerary that you like to sail personally?
So I would say I love the Caribbean. Don't get me wrong. I love Europe. I love Alaska. Like, I'm Alaska obsessed. But I also love the Caribbean, due that I'm a Caribbean girl. So my favorite itinerary is the Western Caribbean because it has my favorite port of Cozumel, Mexico. And I've been to Cozumel plenty of times. And you guys are going to laugh about this. I do the same thing every time. So I think I have done excursions like maybe one or twice. Yeah. But I always take a taxi to go eat to my favorite restaurant. And I eat authentic tacos.
That's funny.
All the time.
You know what? It's nice.
Margaritas.
Keep waiting for that cruise to come, right? Yes. And then you finally get there and that's your favorite port. And you're like, I haven't been here in, well, for us, maybe a month or two. For most people, maybe a couple of months, a year. And you want to do your favorite things.
So exactly. That makes
perfect sense.
So if I go three times a year, you guys are going to know I'm going to take three cabs a year and go get my favorite margarita and my favorite taco. No questions asked.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. So, now, Clarice, what is yours?
Yeah. So I've gotten to the point where I stay on the ship a lot now. In the Caribbean. Okay. And I would say that the Caribbean is my favorite just because I'm here in Florida. And that's what I can hop on. It's a couple hour drive. Port Canaveral is my home port and I can get there easily and have a wonderful vacation, right? My favorite port, keeping in mind all of that, is Perfect Day at Coco Cay.
Who does not love Perfect Day at Coco Cay?
I mean, Royal Caribbean, that's their private island. If you don't know, Celebrity is going there now on their 3 and 4 nights. So Perfect Day at Coco Cay, but the reason why I like it is because I'm getting a bungalow. I'm getting a cabana, right? And I am going to sit there and I am going to enjoy everybody else playing in the water, tanning themselves in the sun, and I'm going to be back in the shade because this face just burns. It doesn't tan.
Exactly.
And I'm in the cabana, having just a peaceful day doing nothing. And quite honestly, that's what I like to do the most is nothing.
You see how pretty cool is we are two travel advisors that do the same exact thing, but we actually do different things and we like different things. Like for example, your perfect day at Coco Cay is sitting in your cabana, just enjoying the view, maybe a good book and relaxing.
Yes.
I'm the travel agent that is in the Oasis pool, dancing to my favorite reggaeton music and drinking some Coco Loco. So we are two travel advisors that sell the same thing, do the same thing, but at the same time, we're so different. And that's what make us great friends as well, because we bring the best out of each other. So I think that's great.
Absolutely. Me too.
And then this is what cruising is all about. Everybody can do different things and still be together.
Absolutely.
So I think that's like super amazing.
Yeah. You can, I mean, and that's one thing, Yashi, I know you specialize in larger groups. And that's one of the best things about it is you get grandma on there, you get the parents and then you get the grandkids. And there's something for everybody on all of these cruise ships and at the ports.
Exactly.
And then you kind of all go and do your thing and you come back for dinner, catch up, and you sit at the dinner table just, you know, telling everybody about your experience. And I do that a lot with my couples. I have a lot of couples that like to cruise together. And whenever one books, the next couple books and their friends, they book, right? And they're these couples and they go off and they do their own thing during the day. But at the end of the day, they're at the martini bar having cocktails. They're at the awesome production show, you know, in the theater. And they all get their own unique experience, but at the same time, they share it together.
Exactly. And then they end the night just talking about how amazing their day was and looking forward to the next day. And this is all about cruising. You could do all the things in one ship versus if you go to a resort, now you have to Are we going to an adult only? Are we going to a family resort? In the ship, you can be in that adult only area while your kids are playing in the pool. So oh, yeah. It's pretty cool.
It's called the Sweet Sun Deck. There's a lot of people
there. All about it. That is pretty cool. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so this is the Sip and Sail podcast. So I want to know, Yashi, what is your favorite cocktail?
Okay, so my favorite cocktail is a Jack and Coke with two limes.
Two limes?
Yes.
How about one?
No, one is not enough.
How about three?
Is too much. Two is just perfect. So next time you guys have a Jack and Coke, make sure to get two limes. I'm already known for this. Like, I've been to ships where I go to the bartender once and say, can I have a Jack and Coke, two limes? And then the next day, they already see me like, oh, they two limes. You. I already know.
They know you.
They definitely do.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody getting two limes before in their Jack and Coke.
So from now on, every time you guys go on a cruise, ask for a Jack and Coke, two limes. It's going to be perfect.
I love that. Well, now mine sounds a little more generic. I am a champagne girly. I love having the welcome champagne, champagne on a balcony, champagne at home. It doesn't matter. I'll take champagne. Prosecco, love Prosecco, Prosecco girly. So give me all the bubblies. And the better the quality, the better I like it. So ooh. I like the good stuff.
Again, we know where our luxury comes from. Perfect. So I think our first episode has been great. We got to learn a little bit about each other. And we want to give you a little sneak peek of what's coming next because you guys don't want to miss episode 2. So make sure you guys go like and subscribe because you don't want to miss where we're doing next. So make sure you hit that notification button so you can keep in touch. Also, don't forget to follow us on our social media, CDayTravel and YNG_travels. Stephanie, you want to tell our audience what we're doing next?
So for episode 2, we are going to be coming live from the Norwegian Aqua. So we have been invited to the inaugural sailing.
Yes, we're taking it to Boston and we're taking you guys with us. Yep. So make sure you guys do not miss our episode 2.
It's going to be great.
See you in Boston soon.
And that's it for today's episode. And don't forget to sip, sail, and see you next time. Thanks for watching.
See you next time.
Bye.